Well, it's certainly going to change the way in which we use resources. We're going to get much better at the use of water, more productive in the use of land. You're going to see more mechanization of labor because, A, there isn't enough of it to pick fruit and vegetables in this country anymore. And the whole immigration reform issue has stalled, and even if it recovers and some solution is found, I don't think that's going to resolve the ag labor issue on a long-term basis. So you're seeing technology in terms of new seed varieties that grow vegetables that are more conducive to mechanical harvesting, robotics coming into the harvesting of fruit and vegetables in a big, big way in the west coast of the United States. So you've got machines that are now being developed that can actually, on a test basis, not in commercial use right now, but harvest berries, believe it or not. Okay, let's take that example to the next step, berries. Berries are an incredibly difficult product, strawberries, to harvest because you're doing it down at ground level. So it's something that is very labor-intensive and arduous. In Europe, more and more berries are being grown indoors in the kind of things I was showing in glasshouses, but they're being grown on beds that are about 3 feet high. So it's much easier to harvest those for somebody walking along than it is to bend over and do it. There are people in this country who believe that 5 to 10 years from now, that's the way in which strawberries are going to be grown in this country, on raised beds. That's the kind of example of how this intersection of new technology, lack of labor, need to use fewer resources is really going to intersect to create a very different growing environment in the years to come.